Good afternoon. Good to see you all out here. I trust you're enjoying your day and being filled with lots of good advice and direction as you go back home after today. For those of you who do not know who I am, I'm Paul Weber. I've been appointed as the chairman of ABA and work with the five other members on the board. I want to take this time and opportunity to, at this time, thank each and every one of you for your interest in coming out here today. It is very encouraging and rewarding to see so many people out on a day like today. It's by you coming here and supporting us today that something like this can be possible. It shows and validates to us as a board that the time and energy that we've put in as a board, and for those that have been on the board in the past as well, the energy that was put into growing this vision and maybe birthing the idea of having something like this in Canada. It's largely probably templated from Anabaptist Financial from the south, from us, border. They are not sure how many years they've been going down there, but quite a number of years, and it's been a group of us that had been going down to those seminars for many years and thinking that, you know, maybe it'd be something what we should have up here. And thus, by your support, showing interest in something like this, coming year after year and giving us feedback as a board, we can have a day like we have here today. So thank you again for coming out. Very much appreciated. We do this to help us build our businesses and to learn and grow in educating ourselves on how to run our businesses, realizing and recognizing, though, that at the end of the day, all of this is to honor and glorify God and to build His kingdom. If we have that as number one, then you will succeed. So with this, I would like to also add that as ABA, it has not just all been easy to get to this point. In fact, it's been a struggle. And oftentimes when there is struggles, then there is also reward when things start flowing and happening. So with this one day event that we have, the question that always comes to our minds as a board is a one day event like this do justice? Is it enough? Where should we go? What should we be doing? And that is where we need your feedback and direction as well on Where can we go from here? What could we do to make this better? Or how could we impact people in a way that would be helpful? So I'm not going to go into that much more. Murray is going to share on that right after this. So I think I will leave it at that. So I trust you've been blessed to come out here today and will continue to be blessed as you continue running your businesses. A couple updates. On your sheets in the back, you had the questionnaire and the spot to fill in for new board members as well as auditors in the bottom. I'm going to explain the auditor portion of it first. For those of you that have been wondering about finances and how we go about doing it, we felt that we should be very transparent with what we do with our money for those of you that come out and you support us in this way. We felt it very beneficial, and to be fully transparent and upfront with what we're doing, we felt we should have somebody audit our books outside of the board. So we have selected two men, Keith Martin and Nelson Weidman, did audit our books here this past year, and they reviewed them here about a week ago and reported back to us with everything in good order. If you have any questions on that front, please talk to Keith Martin or Nelson Weidman if you have any questions on the finance side of ABA. Also, these suggestions that you had given on the handouts or the pamphlets that were submitted, we'll use these names to again re-elect another chairman, or sorry, another also chairman, we'll use that too going forward, another financial auditor. The auditors have a two-year term and will be re-elected as that going forward. So we will do that as a board with the suggested names that you've brought forward, all in trying to be transparent and above board with what we're doing. Last, I would like to introduce the new board members that have been chosen. Again, just briefly explaining, the board positions that we have is an elected three-year term with an option of being re-elected again for an additional 3 years for a total of 6 years, after which you come off if you've served for 6 years. Steve Martin and Jerry Fry were up for re-election this year. Jerry's term has expired. He has put in 6 years and will not be eligible for re-election. Steve Martin has consented to leave his name stand for re-election again, and that with, along with the other board members that were on the panel for the election. So we had four of them, and out of those four, I will now give you the two names that have been selected: Steve Martin and Abner Weidman have been selected for the new board members for a three-year term going forward. Thank you for those that have consented to leave your names stand on the slate. Appreciate that. And welcome to you, Steve, back on the board again, as well as Abner. Trust we can go forward and grow together. Also want to take this time to thank Jerry for the time that he put into it. Jerry brought with us a lot of gifted ways of working together, and that's what I really, really do appreciate about the different members, and I think any one of you that has worked as a group, as a team, in your businesses, wherever they are, the more than one people you have, you recognize more than one gift. And as you compile those gifts, that's what makes it possible for each and every one to keep functioning and everybody using different gifts in a different way. So thank you, Jerry, for what you put in. I trust we will be in touch yet, but appreciated your contribution to the 6 years that you put in. I think that pretty much wraps up my side of things. I'm going to turn the time over to Murray Martin now, who's going to give us more insight on ABA.